Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh,
Linda.
Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
Ah, you ready, girl?
Michelle
and
Cass.
Yeah.
Well, good evening. It is Find It Out Friday, and we have some information for you today. You know, Monday I gave you relaxation music so you could have a calm week to relax your mind but not your awareness, to not forget out there. This stuff is still going on, you know. It's not over yet. So whatever you have been doing thus far, to keep being here, keep it up. Do not relax. You know, we say unity without harmony creates no peace, but unification with action creates victory, and we're all victorious here. You know, happiness doesn't exist on the far side of the distant mountain. It is within you, yourself. Not you, however, sitting in an idle passivity. It is to be found in the vibrant dynamism of your own life as you struggle to challenge and overcome one obstacle after another one. And as you climb up the steep ridge in pursuit of that which lies beyond. And today we have our guest, Miss Kathy Sutton. She is the CEO of SURF Foundation. She's been taking care of the communities, the parents, the children for many, 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 many years here. And she's going to give us some information, some things that we need to be aware of. But before we get going, I just want to wake you up a little bit and play this, and we're going to bring Ms. Sutton on.
Work to
That's right. We don't stir it up out here. But like I said, the fat lady has not sung yet. She has not even picked up the mic. So continue to do what you're doing. Wash your hands. Everybody's on the bandwagon. Those of you who are going to get your vaccinations, get them. Don't worry about it. I'll tell you what the old folks say. Just do it and see what happens. We want to be comfortable here. We want to flatten this stuff and go back to the new beginning so we're comfortable and hugging and being with our families again. Let's get together and do this. I think we have Miss Kathy Southern on the line with us with Waking Up with Linda Mac. Shan, Kathy, are you there?
I most certainly am. Good evening, Linda.
Good evening. Thank you for coming back with us. You shared and cared with us on many occasions. And as I tell people, you know, when you find persons in your life that's supportive and that care, you never, ever forget them and always keep them close to your heart. And that's where you are with mine. I was reading something. You have invited some callers to call in. If you need to contact them, just give them the same number you called in on. I sent that back to you.
Okay,
if like
good. I did that. Yeah, I did that already.
Okay, they'll come in. Now, Debbie, I call you Debbie Kathy Sutton because, you know, I've known you for years and years. Sure.
Of course.
Your Surf Foundation, could you let us know exactly what those acronyms stand for, because I'm always getting them backwards, and I'd like to hear you get it right for me.
And you never get them wrong, and you just want to hear me say it. So
yes, I
just admit to it, okay?
Okay.
But anyway, SURF is, the acronym is, Sensory Integration Education and Research Foundation. And what we basically do is we support individuals with special needs, children, adults, and veterans, and police officers, professionals, medical professionals, business professionals. And in these times of COVID-19, there is a lot of they've been reporting the rise in mental health issues because everybody's been staying home, everybody is panicked because of, you know, of this disease that's passing around. And the only thing that I want to come and give you is to basically relax and breathe. Because what happens is you can't stop what's coming at you.
Okay.
And you really can't stop it if you tear your resistance down with the worry and the anxiety and everything. So what we basically want to do is, you know, try breathing. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to post a lot of these things on, you know, on the SURF website, because we had some therapists come in on our BYOB.
Okay.
But since it's springtime, we're renaming it to is, you know, jump into spring, okay? So
jump
it's
into
like
spring.
It's going to be
okay.
It's something like the spring bling or something like that.
Okay.
But anyway, we're starting our whole new spring session, and that's not going to come to place until next month. And I would, that was like April, let me just double check, guys, because I don't want to give you the wrong date. So it would fall on April 24th.
Okay.
And, oh, no, that's, wait a minute. Is that my son's birthday? Okay. No, it's next month is March. Okay, March, we're not doing it, but we're going to do it on April 24th.
Okay.
So basically, what we do is we have callers on, and it's a Zoom meeting, so you can see everybody face-to-face. We
okay.
give you a lot of information about, you know, what to do, where to go. We also give out free consults to people who need them to kind of get them on track and get them started and get them some resources, whereas they can apply it to, you know, their children themselves or whoever that, you know, really needs them. So basically we have a lot of information on, and in our April special, I can't tell you what's coming up, but it's going, the way I'm planning it, it's going to be really, really special. So
okay.
if I... If I was anybody on this call, I would definitely sign on to that Zoom session. And basically, you can get the information from my website, which is www.surf, which is S as in Sam, I as in Ice, E as in Edward, R as in Robert, F as in Frank, .org.
Okay.
So is there any questions that we have that's coming in that maybe I can ask?
Okay. Well, you know, I had, once I put this out here, you know, with all the children, going back to school, and we know how it is with the young adults, it's been a struggle for them as far as, you know, being at home, being away, you know, from their area, because they have to have certain things set up certain ways. And it's been extremely hard for them, but I'm feeling, knowing the way you operate and watching you for years, that we talked about is not really the young adults, the children that are having the problems, it's the parents that are having the problems. And I had a question to come in with the parents stating that, you know, when she feels anxiety, how can she not let that stress and pressure focus out on her child? What would be some things to do? Now, that was a very interesting question, because they're at home together, and it's no out
yes,
for her.
Yes, of course. Yes, of course. And basically the child is going to feel everything that she's going to feel, because, you know, they're like basically one unit. So what I would do in that instance, you know, like if you go on YouTube or different websites, they
mm-hmm.
have like yoga for, you know, for the adult and children. And that's something that, you know, if you find yourself getting stressed out, go on there and do a yoga session and, you know, encourage your child to do it with you, so both of
okay.
you can get that relaxation, and it's fun, and it will bring up that level. But, you know, just like I said, everybody's locked up. You know, everybody's locked up now, and I've been locked up for almost a year. So
mm-hmm.
basically all you have to do is just enjoy this peace and enjoy the moment. And I know sometimes it's hard for people to enjoy the peace and enjoy the moment when they're worrying about so many other things that are going on in their life that, you know, that is very essential to their everyday living process. So I totally understand. But at this point in time, you know, guys, it's just you got to stop and take a breath. So just like I said, give me about next week, and I'm going to put up some different relaxation exercises and things you could do, and
okay.
it will be on the site again. So I've been putting them up for the last week or so,
okay.
but I have been barraged with so many other things. And, you know, another thing is, like, get actively involved in things, you know, because now they have get involved in, like, more Zoom things if you have, you know, if you have internet access. And now, you know, if you don't have internet access, they have, you know, we have some resources that can get you and your children internet access.
Okay.
So there's a lot of things that are going on, and there's a lot of things around. But, you know, just having internet access, you can reach out and see what's happening in your surroundings. And you don't have to be isolated by yourself, and that is your window to the world. And there's a lot of different Zoom classes for anxiety, mental health, all the, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. All you have to do is just reach out, grab it, and listen, you know, and attend one of these things, and then you will find yourself being able to cope with it.
Totally able, because when you go back to getting involved, it's very important to get involved with different situations, or find a group that's your think alike, that's with the same mindset.
Right.
People, I always remind individuals.
But there's several groups online that's dealing with mental issues and everything. There's several
yes.
Facebook groups that are online. And if you go on Surf Facebook page, which you can connect through our website again, you
mm-hmm.
can go on there, because Surf has his own Facebook page where, you know, parents come in and give their scenarios, and then there are people that are there to support. So right now people have to reach out for their support mechanisms and the things that, you know, can support them. And so, you know, you just, you know, you can't just sit there in, like, your own little bubble. You're going to have to reach out because you can't. You could reach out without even interacting with another person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To be perfectly frank,
I've been liking this hiatus, to be perfectly honest. But, you know, but this is not... I do work, and I am busy during this hiatus, so it's not really a hiatus for me, but it is. And so every time that I can catch a breath and just go, you know, because sometimes meditation or whatever you do, sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, just sit there and enjoy the peace and quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And just think about, you know, and just sit there and think about just, because everybody, when they're running around working, doing all kind of stuff and just, you know, just don't have time in the day, now you have time for yourself. I would, you know, encourage everybody to utilize it. So is there any other questions?
Utilize
the time you have for yourself.
Yeah,
and utilize it productively and wisely. Just utilize this. Learn some new recipes. Think of some things you can make with your child, because what I do with my grandchildren is I help, you know, we make our own pizza.
Okay.
And just making your own pizza, I include them in helping me cook different things. And, you know, they've been exploring all kind of different things, like mushrooms and calamari and all this stuff. So this is the time to think about ways that you can, you know, that you can explore with your child and really get to know and really bond with your child. And there's a lot of other organizations that are looking for volunteers to make phone calls or do things like that. If you need to keep yourself busy, then, you know, you can do something of that nature. You can also, you know, just like I said, there's other things you can go out and do. And sometimes I know a lot of us can't go outside and actually volunteer or do these handouts or whatever, mm-hmm. but there's, you know, there are so many things that are going on. And all you have to do is just reach out on the internet and see exactly what fits you,
right.
What you like to do. There's so many things going on.
Well,
and you just have to find your niche. You have to find something that relates to you. You're going to have to find something that you like. But,
that excites you.
Something that not so much excites you, but, you know, get you involved.
And something
that you really enjoy doing. So find that particular thing that you really like to do. Find that thing that your child likes to do. If your child likes to draw, make sure he or she has enough paper, pencil, crayons, mm-hmm. whatever she needs to draw. Draw with them, you know, can make up different projects that you can do, because this is your time and your opportunity to bond with your children, and it's things that you can teach them than a school cannot teach them.
Totally. I'm in agreement with that.
There's things that schools won't teach them. You could think how to, you could teach them how to think for themselves and not go along with the crowd, or you know, what to do in this situation or what to do in that situation. There is so many things that gives us this job. Just think of the opportunities that you have since you're on quiet time. And once you explore yourself and think of, well, you know what, because I was working all the time and I didn't really get a chance to really do my arts and craft or make things, you know, like if you like to make clothes or make cakes or what, an arts and crafts or something, if you like to do that, then that is your opportunity.
To get involved.
And that is your opportunity.
You.
So, but just like I said, anybody that is stressed out and you need additional help, just come to our website, ask for a free consult. We will have somebody call you and kind of figure and zone the problem out, and therefore, you know, and they will give you suggestions and solutions and, you know, have you check out different things. But just like I said, if you do not have internet, please contact us because we can get you internet. And as a matter of fact, something came across my email And it was basically saying that the that the FCC is requiring the cable companies for low-income families, they're requiring the cable companies to cut their bill in half.
Yes.
So that's something new that came out. So there's a lot of stuff that's going on. Just, you know, just pay attention. Don't get caught up in the, how do you say, the vicious cycle of it.
The cycle and listening started, like, get out there and do the research for yourself, because you know, everybody has an opinion and they're going to express only how they're feeling. So you have to do your research so that you can stand in the middle and decipher which works best for you. Well, you're mentioning
it's not basically doing research. You just have to find your. This is time to find your niche. This
you better
is the
find
time.
It.
Wait a minute. This is the time to find your niche. This
That's
is the
it.
Time to find what you're really good at. This is
right.
the time to find out who you are as a person. This is
yes.
the time for you get into involved in something that you always wanted to do, but you never had time. This
never
is the time,
time
for it right now.
Well, if I may
okay.
share with you, when this pandemic hit and we were shut in, and, you know, that's why, you know, waking up with Linda McShane, we've been around a long time, since about 2013. But then when I went back to finish my higher academics, as I shall say, I kind of hosted it out. So when the pandemic hit, it's like, okay, I can't go to this meeting. I can't go. What am I going to do? And as I was sitting down in my meditation time, in my me time, something said, get over there and hit that button. You know what to do. And going back, and that has been the balancer, because you're giving others opportunity, and we talk on different genres, and you meet different people. It keeps me busy because I have to stay on top of everything. And then you said something about the cable companies. I found out some information was sent to me that I will put out, that persons that had to pay for funerals from the deaths of the COVID.
That too.
That,
yeah, that
yeah.
too.
They're
yeah, that too.
That.
They're, you know,
so,
they're helping you with funeral costs. They're helping
yes.
with rental costs, you know, and back rent and things of that nature. So there's a lot of stuff out there. And, you know, just like I said, because I'm a newsaholic, so I'm always watching the news to see what else is coming next, because I
okay.
try to keep myself informed. So you know, I stay on the news to try to figure out, okay, how's this bill broken down? Exactly
right.
what part is it going to do, and how it's going to affect this portion and that portion. So, you know, if you know exactly what's going on and what's coming down, then you know what to expect, and all you and it's out there. Just reach
definitely.
Out and grab it. That's,
definitely.
And that's all for the day.
Well, you
that's
know
all
what?
For the day. But you know
to
something?
Get started. On,
and wait a minute.
On, I'm sorry?
But you know one thing? There's one thing you can do each and every morning.
What's that?
You can, each and every morning, sit up and draw a bunch of faces. Draw a happy face, draw a sad face, draw a, you know, face of anxiety, draw a face of excitement.
Mm-hmm.
Draw a face of misery. You know, just draw different faces. And each morning when you get up, you ask your child and you ask yourself, well, what kind of face am I wearing this morning?
Ah.
So if
I like
you
that.
Pick if you pick the unhappy face, think of what you can do to turn that unhappy face to a happy face.
Okay.
Just because you start off one way don't mean you have to go through it during the whole entire day.
I agree with you on that. I like that exercise, just to sit down because that opens up. That's a great one.
Yeah, it totally opens up, you know, of how your child is feeling, you know. And you can find all those different faces on the Internet. Everything is on the Internet. All I have to do is look for different facial expressions.
Okay.
And they have a lot of different things. And just like I said, I will probably put that up on the site as well, so you guys could find it. If you want to go in there and look it, just give me a couple of days to do it, because I'm working on two or three other projects. But that's about it. And I'm working on something else that will probably be manifesting around the first of the month or so. But I'm, you know, I have to keep it under wraps because it's being a discussion.
Okay.
You know, we're discussing, but, you know, we're coming up with something else that'll make people smile and happy. So not only do we give advice, not only do we advise parents, not only do we find things that help parents out. Another thing, parents, if you and your child are stressed and everything, best thing you can do is put on music.
Mm-hmm.
Just play some of your favorite music and just dance around. That's another idea. Because that's what I do with my grandchildren when they're, you know, when they're just spinning out of control. I said, okay, it's music time. And we stand there and we all dance.
Well, you know, I'm in agreement with that because music is healing. So I pay mine 24/7.
Very healing.
All different types, you know,
very
all different genres.
Healing. Very, very.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very healing. So anyway, guys, you know, if I have no more questions, I got to dash off.
I have a question for you before I let you go, and that question is, I've gotten a lot of feedback. You know, we know that the children are required to go back into the schools, and we kind of like know why. What do you feel about that, or is that something you want to – is that something that satisfies you, or – I just wanted to put it out there because you've been working with children for many, many years and many, many parents and resourceful and suggestions and advising and stuff. What do you feel about that? You think they're ready to go?
Well,
or is it more the parent than the child?
It all depends on the child. It really all depends on the child. Me personally, I think that they're rushing it back a little bit too soon.
Okay.
But who am I? I'm not the scientist.
Right, right.
But
I think
it's a little premature. And my whole thing, there's some kids that really want to get back into school. And there are others that are excelling just being at home. So you have to decide whether your kid feels more comfortable at home or feel more comfortable in school. And it's not really, it's a choice. It's a choice for the parents to make. The parents can either send them back to school or they can keep them distant learning. So right now you have a choice. And, you know, and basically if you want to wait a little while before you send your child back to school, then that's one thing. But if you have children with disabilities, I'm finding and I'm hearing from parents with the kids that have disabilities, they're working better at home than they were in school because they don't have the distractions.
Okay.
And they're more focused on their, you know, they're more focused on their lessons.
Okay.
And I've got two children that wasn't reading when this started. And now they're reading everything. Whereas before I could get things and they wouldn't know what it is, and they tell me what it is now. So it, you know, just like I said, it all depends on the child. It all depends on the child that's more comfortable being at home. I know a lot of parents have to go and, you know, they have to go back to work eventually and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
But it all depends on your situation. You have to make decisions that's best for your situation.
That's true.
Okay.
I'm agreeing with you on that. I realize and I can see that they would learn better because they're comfortable in their environment. I don't know if I shared it with you. I had parents pulling their head out and the computers weren't working and they were freaking out and she doesn't want to read a book. And I'm saying, well, excuse me, did you set up our area? Where's our area set up? Oh, I set it up in the bedroom. I say, you set it up? Oh, yeah, I put the computer by the window. And I say, well, what did she have to say about that? I said, that's her working area. That's her space. Let's try this. Let her go in and place that computer where she wants to place that table and see if it makes a difference. So I'm in agreement with you on that. It really depends on the child, and it kind of like ironed it out because she might not have wanted to sit at the window to look at the tree. You know, that's her work area. That's her space. Give her an opportunity to, you know, set it up and you'll see something. I think they learn better at home because, you know, I've always been about that home type thing and moving naturally in the environment because children do learn when environment, but that's why I went in child care for so many years, but they function better in
another
a private home.
Another thing that I must stress as well. It's not so much about the environment or where they want to be or where they feel comfortable, because sometimes certain areas are not conducive where they may feel comfortable.
Okay.
In these particular areas, you have to have enough room and enough space in your living situation to be able to put them in different rooms, because I tried both of them in the same room, and that didn't work because
it didn't work.
One class drowned out the other class, so I had to put one in the bedroom and one on the computer in the living room.
Oh, okay.
And then they change simultaneously. Like one day one gets on the computer, the other day the other one goes to the room. And some of them, you know, it depends on what they're studying. Some of them like the room better than they like being on the computer. So, you know, it's not about, you know, it's about the comfort of the child, yes, but sometimes they may pick a place that's not conducive and may be full of distractions, because they said do not put the kids in their bedroom because they have all these toys and all these distractions and things of that nature. So, but then some kids, you know, some kids do better in their bedroom. So it all depends on the individual person. These children are individuals. They're not clones. They're not a mass, you know, that follow just one particular rule and one particular thing. So, you know, this is the perfect time for, you know, you as a parent to bring out the child's own individuality without it being, without it being seasoned with somebody else's personality and what somebody else thinks. You know, this is the opportunity to have the child, you know, be able to think what they like and what they don't like without influence of others.
Yes.
So there's a lot of advantages. There's a lot of disadvantages, because if you're a mother that has to go to work, then it's a disadvantage to be sitting at home with your child if you can't work at home yourself. And because I work at home, it's not a problem for me, because all I do is set up the computer, sit them in front of it, and the whole time that they're there, I'm like in the other room working.
Right.
Because I take my iPad in the other room and I continue working.
Right.
So just like I said, you design whatever it is to your situation. That is so important. You got to decide what situation is more conducive here. And once you realize what is a more conducive situation, then stick with it. And just like I said, please take the opportunity to have the child develop themselves and their own ideas and what they think, and without any interference from their peers. Okay?
And on that note, when you say take the opportunity to learn the child with individuality, I'm going to post out your website, and I'll make sure that if I get any more questions, I will email them to you, so that you will know, and hopefully you will be contacted on your website for the event. I can't remember, you say spring into whatever.
I forgot. Don't hold me to it. I forgot. But
okay.
I've got to work on it, because we're not doing it until next month. So this month is canceled.
Okay.
Because it's Easter and Palm Sunday and Good Friday. You know, all this stuff is coming up. So I decided to cancel out, and then we've got Passover, you know, just a lot of stuff. And, you know, most of my parents are
happening.
Jewish. Yeah. Yeah, so a lot of stuff that's happening this month. So I decided to, you know, pull back this month and come out with a bang, because we're going to spring into spring, or however they say. But anyway, I will have everything posted on the site, so if they want to go and check it out, they can always do so, okay?
Well, I tell you one thing, Debbie Kathy Sutton, it has been a pleasure with you coming on with us. I knew you had some information that they could find out something on Friday if they hear you, because you are the person that can go to for the advice, the direction, the resources. And I like the idea of having those added resources out there, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to get some calls from that, or some information. I know how you do it, and if they listen to you, they won't go wrong. I've known that for years and years and years, and I am so appreciative that you took our time. I know you're busy over there to come on with us with Waking Up with Linda McShann and giving us some information. And could you give us that website once again before we say goodnight?
Okay, first and foremost, before I give the information, thank you for having me on your show. And I want to thank your listeners who are out there and the one with the question. Thank you so much. And the website is www.surf, which is S as in Sam, I as in Ice, E as in Edward, R as in Robert, F as in Frank.org. And, you know, any kind of questions, just email us, come on. You know, we have our phone numbers on there. We'll be more than happy to answer questions. You can leave us a voicemail, and I will make sure that somebody gets back to you. And I look forward to your, you know, to your audience being able to reach out and ask questions, okay? And
well,
thank you so much, and goodbye. And, guys, thank you for your, you know, for your attention and your participation in this, okay?
Thank you,
and
Debbie Kathy Sutton, CEO of Surf Foundation. Ladies, been around a long time. You want to stick with her. Debbie, thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye, guys.
Good night.
Things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Don't you let nothing, nothing
stand in your way.
I want you to lift up, lift up.
Hear every word I say, every word I say.
Ain't no stopping us now.
And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our act. Wow. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Stopping us now.
We're on the move.
Ain't no stopping us now.
We're on the move.
even trying, cause I ain't buying.
How to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.